Today we're visiting with newly appointed by Governor Doug Burgum, North Dakota Game and Fish Director Jeb Williams. I'm Mike Anderson with the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. First of all, Jeb, congratulations on the new job. I'm sure the first week's been busy.
Thanks, Mike. Yeah, it was. It was no doubt a bit of a whirlwind and lots of connections, lots of communication with a lot of different people, and so that was fun, but it was definitely a busy week.
Jeb, you've spent a lot of time working for the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. Give our viewers a little background history with you and your time with here at Game and Fish.
Yeah, so I was born and raised in western part of North Dakota, Beach specifically, and been a lifelong resident of the state, which is something I'm proud of. I'm proud of where I came from in North Dakota, in western North Dakota. And then after, you know, growing up and going to college, I was a Dickinson State graduate and started to pursue a career in fish and wildlife management, or at least try to do that anyway, knowing going into it that it's a competitive field. And so you know, bounced around at a number of different places with seasonal jobs, short-term type positions to where you're just building your resume, getting that experience. And I was really fortunate to land with the North Dakota Game and Fish Department in a seasonal capacity as well, a temporary position, which then led to a full-time position. And so that's something else I'm proud of. I've been with the agency in kind of every different capacity or every different role, from a seasonal employee to a biologist to a supervisor to a administrator of a division, and now I think that just puts me in a decent position to have good understanding and knowledge of the department and with the way it works and those types of things. So that's been the last 22 years in a nutshell.
In the last 5-6 years, Jeb, you've been in charge of the largest division here at Game and Fish, the wildlife division.
Yeah, and that's a tremendous job, one that I have an awful lot of appreciation and love for. And since 2011, in 2011 is when I was became the assistant chief of the wildlife division, and then transitioned to the chief position 3 years after that. But again, just a really great job working around some really passionate people, very professional folks, staff, and just being able to support them in the role that I had in the wildlife division was very rewarding. And now to be able to support all of our agency from the director role is again very you know, something that I don't take lightly, and but yet on one hand is a responsibility that I'm really looking forward to.
Jeb, you took over leadership during a major drought. How does that affect our wildlife and our fisheries?
Well, we know in North Dakota that it definitely can, and we know in North Dakota that we will have weather swings that can be very challenging for wildlife and wildlife habitat, and we're seeing that this year, no doubt, in North Dakota, and we're starting to see that now on our fisheries end too, which is, we've been pretty good these last number of years in the fisheries division, of course, managing as many lakes as they ever had as a department and in a division, and it's going to be interesting moving forward, I guess, to see how the drought of 2021, if it turns into a long-term drought situation, or if it stays a short-term drought and where we break out of that. That's gonna be the big question moving forward.
Jeb, North Dakota has a huge hunting and fishing heritage, a lot of challenges. What do you see moving forward in this leadership role?
Well, I see a lot of different things as you look across North Dakota. You see a lot of passion, you see a lot of people that choose to make North Dakota home because of our outdoor resources. You know, as biologists, a lot of time we don't think a lot about the economic impact that has on the state, but it has been something that I've taken on a little more of an interest and in a keen interest as far as looking at some of those details in the last number of years and just seeing the impact that the outdoor recreation industry has on small towns, big towns, whatever in North Dakota is really significant. There's no doubt that outdoor recreation is not the economic engine in North Dakota, but it's a cylinder in that engine. And if that isn't continued in the relationship that it has been, I think that you start seeing some problems with that engine. I think that we definitely play a role in that. And it's a really, again, it's a really powerful thing when you have people making decisions about where they live. We know North Dakotans are hardworking. We know they're well-educated. They can go just about anywhere in the country to make their home and do probably quite a bit financially better than North Dakota. But that's, again, a really powerful thing when you have people that make a decision about where they live because of our outdoor opportunities. And so North Dakota's diversity plays a role in that, whether it's fishing, hunting, waterfall hunting, upland game hunting, big game hunting. I mean, if you name it, we have it in North Dakota. And so that's very attractive to a lot of different people. And that's something that I definitely take very seriously.
Any initiatives or priorities in the new position that you're holding?
Well, there's no doubt that in North Dakota, one of the things that's always been very important to me is North Dakota is very private land dominant. 93% in North Dakota is dominated by private land ownership. And so as an agency, we need to make sure we have as good a relationship as we possibly can with private landowners, because those opportunities are a lot of times on the backs of private landowners. And so that's something that we need to make sure that we continue to improve those relationships the best way possible. Make sure we look at different programs that are out there available for private landowners to give them additional options for their operation, because I know an awful lot of people in North Dakota from the sportsman side of things that are very passionate, but I know a lot of people in North Dakota that are also landowners, agriculture producers, that are also very passionate about hunting and fishing too. So it doesn't necessarily have to be a divide. And I think it's something that as an agency, we just need to acknowledge those challenges that they can and do exist. And through lots of communication and lots of opportunity programs, discussions that landowners are included on, we can always have that relationship and make sure it's a positive one.
You know, we are dealing with EHD, CWD, aquatic nuisance species, habitat, R3, are you going to continue all those initiatives?
Those are all very important issues that, again, it is important to me as a wildlife division chief, and they're going to be important to me as a director of our agency. Those are things that are very, very timely, and, you know, if it wasn't me as the director sitting in this chair, I would hope that the whoever that was would also look at those initiatives as being very high priorities within our agency. And so, those are some things that are in place that are important to our agency, important to our future of our agency. And so it is something that we'll definitely be continuing those, putting the emphasis on those areas.
A lot of great information, Jeb. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.